Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into ConocoPhillips, ticker symbol SCOP, one of the heavyweights in the oil and gas exploration and production space. If you're looking to understand whether this energy giant is a solid addition to your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. Let's get started. So why are we talking about ConocoPhillips today? Well, this company has been making waves in the energy sector with its massive operations and strategic focus on cash flow over volume growth. With oil prices being as volatile as ever and geopolitical tensions impacting the market, it's a perfect time to break down how COP is positioned for the future. We'll look at their numbers, their strategy, and whether the stock is a buy at its current price of around $109.88. Let's jump into the details. First, let's get to know ConocoPhillips a bit better. Headquartered in Houston, Texas, and founded way back in 1917, COP is a global leader in the exploration, production, and marketing of crude oil, natural gas, LNG, and natural gas liquids. They've got a diversified portfolio with operations spanning the US, Norway, Canada, and beyond. Under the leadership of CEO Ryan Lance, the company employs about 11,800 people and operates in some of the most resource-rich regions in the world. Their business model focuses on low-cost, high-margin assets, which is a big reason they've been able to weather the ups and downs of the energy market. With a market cap of over $135 billion, they're a major player in the energy sector, specifically in oil and gas exploration and production. Now, let's talk revenue. ConocoPhillips has shown some interesting trends over the past few years. In 2025, their full-year revenue came in at about $59.7 billion, up from $54.6 billion in 2024. That's a nice jump, though if we look back to 2022, they hit a peak of $78.6 billion when oil prices were through the roof. Breaking it down by product for 2024, the bulk of their revenue comes from crude oil and related products, though natural gas and natural gas liquids also contribute significantly, about $3.75 billion and $2.89 billion respectively. Geographically, the lower 48 states in the U.S. dominate their revenue stream with over $43 billion in 2024, followed by Canada at $3.4 billion and Norway at $2.4 billion. This diversification across regions helps them mitigate risks tied to any single market. Moving on to earnings, ConocoPhillips has had a mixed bag recently, but there's a lot to unpack. For 2025, they reported a net income of $793 billion, which translates to an EPS of 34. That's down from 2024's net income of $9.22 billion and an EPS of 782. Looking further back, 2023 was even stronger with an EPS of 98, and 2022 was a standout year with an EPS of $14.62 thanks to sky-high energy prices. The dip in 2025 earnings reflects some challenges, including missing analyst expectations in their latest quarter, which caused a bit of a sell-off. Still, their ability to generate cash remains robust, and they've been focusing on returning value to shareholders, which we'll touch on later. Let's dive into some insights from their latest earnings call for Q4 2024. Management highlighted a strong financial performance despite some headwinds, with a continued emphasis on operational efficiency. They pointed out solid production numbers and reiterated their commitment to disciplined capital spending. A key focus was on balancing growth projects with shareholder returns, which aligns with their cash-first strategy. They also acknowledged external challenges like fluctuating commodity prices, but expressed confidence in their diversified portfolio to navigate these uncertainties. Overall, the tone was cautiously optimistic, with a clear focus on long-term value creation. Alright, let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. On the income statement side, as I mentioned, revenue for 2025 was $59.7 billion, with a gross profit of $20.97 billion, showing a healthy gross margin of about 35%. Their EBITDA for the year was $25 billion, and operating income stood at $11.84 billion. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets as of 2025 are $121.9 billion, up slightly from $122.8 billion in 2024. They've got $6.5 billion in cash and equivalents, which provides a decent liquidity cushion. Total liabilities are around $57.5 billion, with a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.36, which isn't overly concerning for a capital-intensive industry like this. Their current ratio of 1.3 shows they can cover short-term obligations comfortably. On the cash flow front, operating cash flow for 2025 was a strong $19.8 billion, and free cash flow came in at $16.77 billion, underscoring their ability to generate cash even in a tougher environment. They're using this cash to fund dividends, paying out $399 billion in 2025, and buybacks, which is a big plus for investors. Now let's talk valuation. At a current price of $109.88, ConocoPhillips has a trailing PE ratio of about 16.59, which is below the industry average of 24.8 for oil and gas exploration and production. That suggests it might be undervalued relative to peers. Their forward PE for 2025 is around 17.47, climbing to 22.47 for 2026, indicating the market expects earnings growth to slow a bit in the near term. The price-to-sales ratio is 2.32, which is reasonable for the sector. Their dividend yield is currently 2.93%, not the highest in the industry, but still attractive for income investors, especially with their history of consistent payouts and buybacks. Enterprise value stands at $153.5 billion, factoring in debt, which gives a fuller picture of their market worth. Overall, the valuation metrics suggest COP is fairly priced, potentially with room to grow if oil prices rebound or if they execute well on their growth projects. Let's break down ConocoPhillips through a SWOT analysis to get a clearer picture of where they stand. Starting with strengths, COP has a rock-solid financial foundation with strong free cash flow, $16.77 billion in 2025 alone. Their diversified asset base across multiple regions reduces risk, and their focus on low-cost, high-margin projects keeps them competitive. On the weaknesses side, their reliance on volatile commodity prices is a constant challenge, and their recent earnings miss shows they're not immune to operational hiccups. For opportunities, growth projects like Willow in Alaska, expected online by 2029, and LNG expansions could drive future revenue. Plus, geopolitical shifts like potential resolutions in Venezuela, where they're owed $10 billion, could unlock significant value. On the threats front, regulatory pressures around emissions and the global push for renewables could impact long-term demand for oil and gas. Also, any sustained drop in oil prices could squeeze margins. Overall, they're in a strong position, but the energy transition is a looming risk. Looking at recent performance, ConocoPhillips stock has had an impressive run in some timeframes. Over the past month, it's up 15.71%, and over 3 months, it's gained 26.36%. However, year-to-date, it's only up 8.36%, underperforming compared to the broader energy sector's 28.32% gain over the same period. Over 5 years, though, COP has delivered a stellar 170.24% return, showing its resilience through cycles. On the chart, we've seen some volatility recently, especially after the Q4 2025 earnings miss, but the overall trend remains bullish with support around the $100 level. If you're considering a short-term move, keep an eye on oil price catalysts and geopolitical news, as they'll likely drive the next leg up or down. Now let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis to see if COP is trading at a fair price. Using a discounted cash flow model, we've factored in their free cash flow projections, growth rates, and a discount rate based on their beta of 0.29. which indicates lower volatility compared to the market. We've also considered their capital expenditure plans and the potential impact of projects like Willow. After running the numbers, our intrinsic value estimate for ConocoPhillips comes in around $125 per share, suggesting the stock might be undervalued at its current price of $109.88. This gives a potential upside of about 14%, which is promising for long-term investors. Of course, this assumes stable oil prices and successful execution on their growth initiatives, so there's always some risk to consider. All right, folks, let's wrap this up. ConocoPhillips is a powerhouse in the energy space with strong cash flows, a disciplined approach to capital, and a diversified portfolio that helps buffer against regional risks. Their valuation looks reasonable, and our intrinsic value analysis suggests some upside potential. However, the energy sector is never without risks. Oil price volatility, regulatory changes, and the broader shift to renewables are all factors to watch. For long-term investors, especially those seeking income through dividends, CCOP could be a solid pick, but I'd keep an eye on their upcoming quarters to ensure they get back on track with earnings. What do you think? Are you bullish on ConocoPhillips, or are you waiting for a better entry point? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives into stocks like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.